What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for another Drew and Mike show on Good Friday. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Happy Good Friday.
Happy, and happy Easter.
Is that a thing people say to each other? Happy Good Friday?
It's good, right?
Well, yeah, Jesus died, right?
Hey, bounce back, though.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, thanks for dying.
Well, that's a happy.
Oh, that's right. That's kind of thing. Sorry. Where's all my Christianity?
It's Good Friday.
Right is the day that they.
Or they die on Holy Thursday. What's Holy Thursday then?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I should know all.
More religion
more
than
about Christianity than
I went to Catholic schools for 12 years, and I can't remember.
Shame.
Yeah.
If we were on Facebook, we would be brought to you by Mesa. Cinco de Mayo is almost here. In fact, 3 days of celebration. Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and Cinco de Mayo on Sunday with great Mexican food at Mesa, great margaritas, and all those great tequilas. 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand. Throw in the 35-foot screen, the biggest in the area possibly. And the 10% discount if you mention the Drew and Mike show. And don't forget, 420.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And The Reef has all your medical marijuana oils, extracts, CBD products, edibles, and topicals. And Mark and Trudy are at The Reef from noon to 2.
It's like an Easter pregame.
Yeah. Well, it's right
Easter
between
tailgate.
Good Friday and Easter.
Yeah, high Saturday.
420 on 8 Mile just east of Mountain Detroit at The Reef with Trudy and Mark, noon to 2. They are open 9 to 9, 7 days a week. And if you have a card and mention the podcast, you'll get a free pre-roll.
But you don't need a card to win stuff.
Smoke yeah. weed every day.
Or say hi.
And they are giving out TVs, paraphernalia, and store credit.
Paraphernalia.
Plus iPads. Yeah, why do you spell it like that? Visit findthereef.com, the biggest, the best, The Reef, 420, noon to 2, Mark and Trudy. And that is on 8 Mile, just east of Mound Road. Breaking news?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, yesterday we had the breaking news that we were going to get to see Robert Kraft get serviced by two Asian women, and now some judge, Judge Buzzkill, decided that, nah, we're not going to, you're not going to get it. You're not going to
What kind of jerk is this guy?
That's funny. I imagine some people going, what?
I know. Well, I was reading,
what?
I was reading the story, and they argued that it's in the public's interest to see it, which is what, kind of what we were talking about the other day.
It's in the public's interest to not.
Whoa.
It's temporary.
We might
be able to see it. It's just temporary. I think this judge just wants first dibs at it.
No, I really don't care one way or the other, but no, isn't it really just to humiliate Robert Kraft?
100%.
And two girls who are making Robert Kraft boil over, which probably, I don't know, I would think they might get some kind of an award for that.
Oh, wow. A nice old fashioned.
Maybe they're demanding a get out. To show how hard they
work. So they're the best at that. They're gonna use it in their TV ads.
Didn't Brandon in his prep say that there's a lot of interest now in ironing out guys' balls?
Oh, yeah. Botox in them, yeah.
How
scrotox.
Wrinkly have those got to be? I mean, maybe Kraft had some work done. Palatable.
Are people really, I mean, are they going to make their scrotum attractive
yeah.
with Botox? People go, oh my God, a smooth scrotum. This is so hot.
Oh.
There's been evidence to that in the past.
How do you fix something like that?
I'm getting some work now. Surprise, yes. Nothing major. You would never know if I didn't tell you, but it's some shit I'm insecure about that I want to work on.
Insecure about?
If you must know, I'm getting Botox done on my balls to get these wrinkles out. Finally, have these shits smooth as eggs. No, I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I'm not stopping there. That's just phase one, baby. I'll be like Bob Vila, these old balls. I'm fixing them up. I'm plucking all the hair out. I gotta make room. I know this. I gotta make room. I'm gonna tattoo a gangster ass face on them. Mean expressions like this. Then I grow the hair back on the bottom so they got beards like me. And then I'm hitting that beach and looking for ball suckers. I'm gonna wear some high shorts just like this. And walk up to women with a confidence I've never had before. Pardon me, miss. I don't mean to be rude, but do you suck balls? Excuse me? Miss, relax. You didn't even let me finish. Do you suck these balls? Oh, my God, those balls are as smooth as eggs. Yes, I'll suck them.
There's a benefit.
I've played this scenario out in my mind a million times, lady. That's how it always ends. Yes, I'll suck those balls.
You know, some of the things that people are insecure about are so weird. Yeah. It was in Dr. Roche's office, and he said, yeah, one of your listeners in here. And I said, oh, what are they doing? He said, they're getting some hair removed from their fingers.
Mm. What?
Fingers? Really? And he said, Greg said, yeah, there's a lot of people who, like, if they have dark hair on their fingers, they just,
Oh, it's like the number one
little finger, isn't it?
That's like the number one thing I remember from an eighth grade teacher.
Dark hair on
fingers. His hands. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think if you got dark hair on your fingers, you probably have a lot of dark hair all over the place.
Over the place, yeah.
You're probably, that's
Sasquatching
like a losing battle to me.
You've had everything done that you can have done, and that's the last thing you're having done? Or is that
that's a good point. If that's your biggest worry, that's not so bad.
I don't know.
Like, your vein.
If you have hair on your fingers, you have hair on your back, right?
And yeah, but wouldn't you get that done first?
Well, I can't really say what this person is all about, but I suspect that the girl that is going to like that guy is not going to be too upset about some hair on his chest, or she's probably going to like him for some other reason.
Maybe she wants more friction down there.
There you go.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he just looks like a giant bear.
Everything that goes down there has to be bald.
I feel like
I just bummed Drew out by saying
You know, I know these people are electrolysis, but the laser hair removal, just, you know, some people just go crazy on it. Did I actually hear that Bush is coming back?
No, it's not.
Not retro Bush, but.
No,
Bush. I did read that.
You did
somewhere.
Hear that, yeah.
I did hear that.
Yeah, it is making a return in porno, right, Brandon?
I guess. You can always find it.
Well, I swear, everything is, if it goes away, it's coming back, and then it goes away again and comes back. I mean, it's weird.
Boobs. Boobs are always in.
Boobs are always in.
Boobs went out for a while, though, remember?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they say that.
They're trying
to. It's funny. Yeah, they always want to suggest that, but no, sorry. Doesn't happen. and neither will nice asses, as much as they make you think that, hey, everybody likes huge asses now. No. There are some people that like a good size ass, a normal size ass, some nice curves. And I don't think that'll change it. But is the big ass, is that something?
Oh, that's
is that like great tattoos? Ass! It's going to stay in forever?
Yeah, that's going to stay in forever.
I mean, look at all the people who got it. So what are they going to do? They've got a giant ass. So giant ass has got to be in for a while.
Certain people really like that. But I don't think that the entire male populace suddenly decided, we like big asses. All of us. All the time. Forever. I do not believe that. Although I'm starting to believe that there is just a really large group of people that love tattoos on people they're attracted to and on themselves. And
yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's never going away. There's such a need to express yourself these days and tell your story.
Oh, God.
And document everything. I've got my three children in this arm. I've got my, my three favorite teams on this arm. And I've got a big green blob here that I just thought was cool.
Follow me on social media, read my blog, listen to my podcast.
Yes. I document my life. I was looking at, I was reading about Josh Hamilton,
yeah,
the baseball player. Mm-hmm. You know, he had so many problems, although he did.
A redemptive story.
Put together, although he's kind of fallen apart in pieces since.
Sure. But the fact that he even made it to where he was.
Yeah, it was amazing. True.
Crack, right? Crack?
Yeah, crack. He liked crack cocaine.
A lot of booze.
Crack.
It starts with booze.
It starts with booze,
and then that opens the door. And I know the last bender he went on, I think it was 2016 or maybe even later. He may have had another one since then. And he and his wife split up. Beautiful girl, too, and cute little kids and all that, but no more. He went to a strip club and started drinking, and that led to this huge bender. And then...
I guess if you want to jumpstart a huge bender, it would be
drinking at a strip club is a good way to start. Yeah, I think a lot of benders
not drinking at home or maybe going to a restaurant.
Yeah, because you could probably get other things that would go along with that.
Other vices will be easily met.
Yeah, a lot of vices can be all at it's one stop shopping.
Gentleman's account. Jesus Christ.
I remember somebody once saying, because where was I? I think it was at a casino in Vegas, and someone wanted to get some drugs.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, I'm not leaving this table for anything. And I'm thinking,
don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
You're just going to wander around Vegas asking for pot or cocaine or something. It just seemed like a terrible idea. And they said,
what about that black dude that had all that Cialis?
I'm going to a strip club. You can get anything in a strip club. And I was like, that's pretty out-of-the-box thinking and probably not a bad idea. I mean, if you really want to do that. So, anyway, being Good Friday, you guys are at the Reef tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention, too, I was watching more on the Columbine girl.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Columbine. Yeah. And I saw a long story about... They were on all these sites that are just obsessed with Dylan Klebold and what's his name,
Eric Harris. Mm-hmm.
And they're showing these sites and they're like hearts over them and stuff.
Yeah.
And all this, I mean, they're all talking about, you know, wanting to shoot up a
school.
They're
losers.
And of course, no, you know, all these sites are still up. Mm-hmm. They were up. And this girl had put all these ridiculous things on her page too about what she wanted.
She was documenting her life.
She was.
She was big time.
Yeah, but a lot of the dates were recent where she was saying this. And I thought, you know, part of me says, you know, that stuff ought to not be online. But if it's online, it's interesting that no one ever sees it. No one ever. There's no algorithm that picks it up. No, because you think if it's online, well, that's not a bad place for it. Because somebody will see it and they'll go, hey, you know, should we do something about
depends
this person?
Where. Mm-hmm.
And this girl was posting all kinds of crap.
But think about it this way. She wasn't posting stuff. They might not have caught her even knowing what she was
up to. No, that's true. But she did... I just thought it was so strange that they know this girl is a Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris lover, which is so fucked. Yep. And
because not only what they did, but they're ugly.
Yeah.
And they murdered. They murdered a bunch of people.
That part aside, they're still ugly, and they wore trench coats.
And they're such morons. The trench coat mafia.
Exactly.
And they were rejected by their entire class.
Even if they weren't murderers, they're still losers. So.
And by the way, none of those chicks would have touched them when they were still alive.
No.
Which is why that all happened.
And the theory that, oh my God, they just went out a blaze of glory. It's like, no. They were rejected by their entire class. And I think some people go, yeah, but they proved they were...
No, they
killed a bunch of people. They proved that the people that thought they rejected them were absolutely right.
Correct.
They
were correct in doing
so. Nutcases. Yeah. So even with all these posts and people were hip to her posts, she still gets on a plane to Denver, gets off, buys a pump action shotgun. And, you know, fortunately, by that point, after she buys the shotgun, they're pretty hip to her. And she shoots herself because the police... surround her.
The big question is, where was her mother?
I know.
Does she have parents?
I know. I thought.
Does she have friends?
Why is an 18-year-old flying to Denver? An 18-year-old obsessed with Columbine is flying to Denver. I mean, when you're 18, usually, you know, you don't have
the money or the wherewithal.
You don't have the disposable income to just fly to Columbine to shoot the place up.
Mom, it's spring break. I'm heading to Denver.
Maybe. Does she have a paper out or something?
Why are you going to Denver?
Babysitting money? I'm using my babysitting money to fly to Columbine.
What?
I know.
By the way, isn't this the week of really bad happenings?
Yeah.
The Columbine Hitler's birthday.
Waco.
Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Oklahoma City,
yes.
When was Weaver?
Weaver?
Yeah, Ruby Ridge. When was that?
Oh, I don't, was that April?
It was on somebody's period, I know.
Oh, that was August 21st. Oh, Trudy, gross.
There was a menstrual shed involved.
Say there wasn't a silver lining. We all have to learn about that.
Why didn't the menstrual shed catch on? I thought there'd be a lot of people.
That
was cool.
Is it Home Depot?
By the way, what if the female built herself a really cool menstrual shed, like a man cave?
Haven't you seen the Home Depot ad?
You get the menstrual shed, I get the man cave.
Home Depot has an ad with the she shed.
The menstrual shed is really comfy, and it's got really soft furniture and, you know, all the girly stuff.
Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
All right. Yeah. Well, for Good Friday, we're going to have some onstage meltdowns, including Motley Crue and Sebastian Bach. I was listening, by the way, to that whole thing that guy sent of Paul Stanley's stage banter, and you have that. We have that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize we had it all, but I can't believe the way he yells on stage. I mean, it's
come on, that's rock star.
Every once in a while, we like to get a little wasted. We like to take a taste of alcohol.
I wouldn't think Gene would like that rant.
Oh, really?
God.
Then we have the old soap dispenser violator at the airport. He'll just speak for itself. And then Paris Jackson's boob lead to Debbie Rowe. Oh, Debbie Rowe.
Catching something on fire?
Somehow a discussion of Paris Jackson's tubes.
Yeah.
It led us into another discussion of Debbie Rowe and how could she possibly make these kids. And then additionally, there's a story about her burning some house down.
Oh, okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, she sold the kids. I mean, she made the kids to sell them. She made some money off the kids, so she was very productive. And Jackson wanted to buy kids, and he didn't want a mom in his way. He wanted to be the only parent, so it all worked out so
well. It's
amazing
how they met each other.
As if, you know,
it's really quite a magical story.
Can I ask a dumb question? When Jackson and Debbie Rowe were going on, they were married, quote-unquote, just like he and Lisa Marie were married. And the next thing you knew, he had the kids all the time, and she never saw them or
I'm
him.
Not gay.
And so we all, I mean, when this was happening in real time, didn't we all know that he had arranged to have kids? That she basically gave him kids. They weren't his kids. We knew they weren't his kids.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there have been some investigation of how that all went down? I mean, are just kids. Yeah, but if you get random kids that aren't really yours, isn't there supposed to be some agency that sort of knows what's going on there? Like, yeah, those are Arnold Klein and Debbie Rowe's kids. Those are the parents. Those are on their own birth certificate.
His name's on the birth certificate.
But we know they're not his kids.
But
and
Drew,
we knew that
haven't
then.
You ever heard his music?
Yeah, his music is so good he can just buy kids.
Exactly.
I know.
It's
just
kind of the deal with the devil.
Not,
we all like his music, so
I know
let him
being,
be as weird as
I know
as
I'm being
wants.
A little bit naive, but I mean, isn't it a little weird that he was able to just buy kids from some chick and they weren't his kids at all?
What's amazing is that he didn't buy more kids.
You know, you're probably
would have
right.
stopped him.
No.
No
apparently no
one. I was thinking about adopting two kids from each continent around the world.
Oh, okay. So 14 more. So now he's what, up to 17 kids. Can you imagine if he was a father to 17?
Imagine
all
Jackson
of them in masks and veils.
Just sitting around looking at a globe going, I want two kids from every continent.
Two of them are penguins.
I would love that. Love you. I love
Jesus
every continent.
Said to love the
what
children.
An idiot.
I love all the continents.
Yes.
All right.
Got an childhood. Never growing up, magic, flying.
Oh, God.
Getting the footage.
One of those icky ones from South America.
Ooh. All right. Enjoy the best of the Drew and Mike show on Good Friday. Okay, here's the story I think might be the dumbest story.
More than
possibly the dumbest story.
Confeces?
It's close. You know, you may disagree. I'm not even sure this is the dumbest story, but okay, the headline is, it's not just cleavage anymore. Underboob trend pops out on social media. Catwalks.
Oh, yeah. People have been loving underboob and
hot.
Side
it
boob.
Side boob is pretty sweet. Any boob, blank boob is pretty
I'm
good.
Sorry. There's nothing wrong with good old-fashioned cleavage. It kicks ass. It's great. It's a beautiful look.
Yeah, but sometimes it's fun to see
it. Didn't survive
angle.
From all this for all this time. Because it wasn't well thought out that cleavage looks good and that it's sexy.
Yeah.
Come here, I want you to see my boobs!
Underboob, side boob, it's all a flash in the pan. It'll come to pass. Cleavage will live on forever.
I don't know.
Wiggling her boobs.
Underboob has its own Instagram and whew.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the same girl's cleavage?
Well, yeah,
what's
it's
the
just,
advantage to the underboob?
Well, it's just reverse cleavage. You're seeing it from underneath. It's kind of nice.
I don't know. I think to see how they go together.
You get to see it from Mike Morse. You get to see it from Morse's angle.
True.
I mean, that's how short people see boobs, right?
You must have heard of side boob, and naturally you know about cleavage. Moving on.
Oh,
let me see.
Come on, that's not
nine
bad.
Girls lined up. And, oh, my God. Underboob. I don't know. I
wouldn't mind seeing the cleavage of all those girls.
But underboob's nice too, because you know the sag. You get to see what the if there's any sag to it or how.
You can tell that from cleavage a lot of times.
Yeah, but those bras can be tricky.
Yeah, but cleavage, you can tell if there's if the boobs grow together, if they have that cleavage when they are together.
You're just a
versus
boob,
the lift and separate boobs.
You're just a boob traditionalist.
Well, cleavage is a beautiful thing, and you know, not many women are lucky enough to have a really nice cleavage. But when it's there, I don't know. I think it's hotter than underboob.
So this one underboob picture is just a belt around the girl's boobs, just a belt, like a men's belt.
It's just a dumb look.
Cover
though.
The nipples.
Kind of a dumb look.
I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, they're almost. You might as well see them nude, right? What's the difference?
Well, the art
see
of
the nipple.
The art of the tease.
Moving on, now it's all about the underboob. It's not an unusual sight on a beach. A woman stretched out in the sand, bikini top covering just about half the breast, with plenty of the lower half of the breast gleaming beneath a skimpy top.
Yeah, gleaming.
The top is just either made too small or it's made to show that, right? I mean, how often do people have boobs just falling out of the under portion of their top? I mean, isn't it kind of, wouldn't it be just too small?
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're made that way. I mean, I'm sure they are going to be, since underboob is so big now, since it's blowing out cleavage. But underboob looks, call them extreme crop tops, aren't just for the beach. They're sashaying down red carpets and catwalks, turning up on social media concert festivals. Women still in possession of perky breasts and lacking any chagrin bear most of it for all to see. Why? Because cleavage is so old-fashioned. No, it kicks ass.
I prefer the term classic.
And side boobs are so over. What do you mean side boobs are over? What's wrong with side boobs? I mean, side boobs are fine. Side boobs do give you a lot of information.
Yeah.
About where the boob is going.
By the way, side boobs has its own Instagram page as well.
And I'm not saying that's wrong.
I think they're both great looks.
But here you got a girl, for example, in the picture. We have a little bit of underboob showing, but then you've got the cleavage too. What gives you more information, the cleavage or the underboob? That little bit of underboob.
Is she wearing a sports bra?
It does look like a sports bra.
Kind of defeats the whole purpose in general.
I agree. And this look, the reverse cleavage. This girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Kind of the Lady Gaga. Yeah. The reverse vest, as I called it.
Right. I think it looks stupid.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's like buttoned up at the top, and then it kind of,
I mean,
in a V goes
if down. You want to see boobs, I suppose men will take any angle available, but I don't know. It seems to me that the piece of clothing is just stupid.
You want to hear some comments on this article?
Sure.
First comment, the Free the Boob movement taking shape.
Thanks
for that input, Dan. Hey, get it right, USA Today. That isn't a picture of Madonna at the Grammys. That is Lady Gaga. Of course, that guy's never made a mistake in his life. But the response to that is, the media was looking at her saggy boob, not the face. That's why they have no clue. Next one. Any complaints?
Comments are awesome, aren't they?
And this is okay with women's rights organizations. And this is not objectifying women.
If they want to look this way, it's up to them, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't that part of feminism?
Yeah, well, that's the responses to that person's comment. You had me at underboob.
Oh, God.
And the next one right underneath it. God, what a bunch of disgusting, talentless skanks.
Referring to Tiana Taylor and Halsey.
And then,
by the way, Halsey is showing nothing in her picture. There's no underboob and there's no over, there's no cleavage. There's nothing.
I have a 2-year-old granddaughter. Of course, she's the cutest baby in the whole wide world. It's talentless, show-off women such as Gaga, Madonna, and women such as these people that scares the hell out of me. Young ladies look up to these women and think it's okay to walk around half-naked out in the open. What's it going to be like in 10 years from now? Walking around pantsless? Oh!
That man is ugly.
That's right. Chrissy Teigen has already done that. Oh! Relax.
When did she do that? Chrissy Teigen walks around with no pants.
Well, she had that response. Remember when those girls wore yoga pants on the plane?
Yeah.
And I think Chrissy Teigen had tweeted out something like, I didn't wear pants on the plane, just a shirt that I wore as a dress.
Well, could you see her vag?
You want to hear the response to that, guys?
Sure.
Would you rather have Michelle Obama, Melinda Gates, or Angela Merkel as role models? What?
Huh?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Oh, comments. More fecal material from the fecal world of fashion. Okay, great comment, Frank. All right. No, here's a jokester. Nothing to see here. Oh, wait. Yeah, there is. Lorraine pops in. Gigi Haddad and her moles. Yuck.
What, on her underboob?
Yeah. And then Bob Jones writes, oh, come on, just show us the complete boob. Underboob looks more like saggy boob.
Well, that too. I mean, that can be what you get.
Yeah, but I'm with Troy's comment here. More boob, the better.
Well, then go for the cleavage. Get a big pile of boob there. All right, I'll read some more. If you can collect some comments, feel free.
Keep reading the article.
Well, if you see any good ones, I mean, whatever. If you're seeing more underboob now, it could be seen as an extension of the crop top or the cutout trend. Or the cutout that, while not new trends, have been very popular over the past few years. What those trends proved is that just a sliver of exposed skin in an unexpected place can be very, very sexy.
Yeah.
What about the hashtag free the nipple movement, in which women seeking gender equality deliberately expose their breasts in public? Well, technically, it's indecent exposure and thus a crime in most states. But underboob looks are perfectly legal and leave just enough to tantalize the imagination.
Yeah, see? It's the art of the tease.
Cleavage is a tease, too. Designer Tommy Hilfiger showed how it's done with model's sisters Gigi and Bella Hadid at his Tommyland Spring 2017 show, February 8th in Venice, California. Gigi Hadid's Instagram page also features plenty of the fleshy trend. And naturally, the famous busty Kardashian Jenner women are all on board. Yeah. Oh, what a shock. Music festivals and performances are sweaty venues where you'll find crop top looks on stage and in the audience. Ariel Winter showed off one of her Coachella outfits on her Instagram last month.
At music festivals, attendees are always looking for edgy new ways to express their sense of style. Young women see Coachella as a place where they can dress up in a fun outfit they might feel like they can't wear any other place. And it's really hot at most festivals. I swear to God.
In fact, Cosmopolitan... Is that Bella?
No, these are just Gigi? Big underboob that I want you to see. I think
if she was doing it the other way, it would look good, too. In fact, Consolidated reports the latest thing at music festivals is the glitter boob look. No need for any top at all. Just cover your chest in glitter, rhinestones, and paint to pretend you're covered up.
Cool.
But for those not ready to go commando, look to singers such as Halsey, who regularly dons extreme crop tops. Recently, she went for more casual crop. She was wearing a bra at the Billboard Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
Yeah.
It looked like a dingy bra to me, too.
There's some glitter boob.
Like it needed to be washed, maybe even bleached.
Sparkly boobs.
I mean, was that really an attractive bra? That's a good look. I like that. Let's see, where was I? But you don't have to be busting out all over to flash a little underboob, as Paris Jackson proved at the Met Gala this month in a black Calvin Klein dress with just a hint of flesh showing. Now, please don't use Paris Jackson as an example of something that's a trend or is hot.
Her underboob, it's barely any underboob. She's like the worst example.
Lady Gaga with considerably more avoirdupois up top. I don't know what that word means. Avoirdupois up top.
Some French word.
Is always ready to show it and did so at the Grammy Awards in February. Kanye West's Yeezy Season 4 fashion show in September in New York featured crop top showing underboob as Tiana Taylor demonstrated on the runway. Not that underboob looks are entirely new. Odell also points to Paris Hilton, who covered Vogue Paris in an underboob look in 2006, and Beyonce, who did it gorgeously in her Superpower music video in 2014.
Avoirdupois.
Who's that skank?
That's Paris Jackson's boobs.
Oh, gross.
Got him pierced.
She'd be so saggy. She's she's what, 19, 18?
Yeah.
Those things are falling down. I mean, honestly, I would get a
I would get an adjuster out to have a look at those because they could be totaled within months. There's nothing wrong with cleavage. And by the way, I have actually read stories that declared that boobs are out. Boobs are never out.
No, everyone loves boobs.
If you like boobs, you don't stop liking them. Anyway, if anything, you learn to appreciate them even more.
Speaking of Paris Jackson, did you see her mom burnt down a house?
Debbie Rowe burned down a house?
Yeah. Yeah, Debbie Rowe burnt down a house. Which...
on purpose?
No. No, let me find that story. She was doing some work on it. She was in Vermont. And this cottage was built in 1937. Debbie and the owner were refurbishing the crown molding with linseed oil. She decided to take a break, and she left a rag soaked in oil in the living
room.
Oh, my
God. Is she huge? She is gigundous.
She took a long break, went to the main house, and started knitting.
If Paris Hilton's, or Paris Jackson is suicidal, it would be looking at pictures like this, I would think, that would cause
seeing the
that
future.
To know that, yeah, that's her future.
Of course, the rag left in the small room spontaneously, combusted.
Combusted.
And totally burned down the you know, she said she went in knitting, but she didn't notice that the cottage in the back was in flames because of the wind. That sounds a little suspicious.
Huh?
She's probably taking a dump and was in there so long and had the fan on. So she didn't know that the cottage was burning down.
On.
So yeah, she burned a cottage down.
God, side. She is a monster.
This day in Debbie Rowe news.
Hey, I think I burned the cabin down. Something's on fire here, are you sure? It was too late, I was taking a poop. I'm full of smoke, but I don't think there's a fire. Just look at the silver lining. You couldn't smell my dump.
Instead of lighting a match, the fire burnt up all her methane.
God, does she look rough? I mean, she's huge. She's got this giant midriff bulge just pouring out the front side.
Any underboob?
No underboob.
By accident?
Negative.
Hanging out from under her t-shirt.
And she's wearing a cowboy hat as if that's going to fix the look. She's wearing these tight pants, which expose what a slob she is.
I think that's an old picture of her, too, isn't it?
I don't know.
And now, speaking as a fat person, don't tuck in the shirt, Debbie. It makes it look worse.
Yeah, true. But I think she thinks she has a look going because she has a cowboy hat on and she's got this kind of Western belt with a big belt buckle. Like, hey, I'm a cowboy instead of I'm a fat chick.
How did Jackson ever get hard to nail that?
I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
Well, who knows? Maybe
totally did.
I had a very loving relationship.
I mean, how can you not get hard? Look at how big her titties are.
I bang Debbie regularly. I knew that might surprise people. Debbie's a very sexy woman.
Hey, Michael Quinn on top.
All the time.
Want me on top, Debbie?
Yes.
But that was so hot when you were on top of me last night. You just went wild.
Don't forget to roll me in flour first.
So I could why is she an echo?
So I could see the wet spot. Why is Debbie an echo? She's stealing my bit.
I love you.
I'm in pain. I'm hurting all the time. Okay. Debbie Rowe.
Such beautiful children those two made.
I know.
Great.
Kids. I got to think about this. How did they make those kids? Did Arnold?
Arnie Klein
took Arnold Klein's sperm. That's amazing. That I'll never forget this as long as I live. That Michael Jackson borrowed sperm from Arnold Klein. I mean, that was actually discussed. In fact, Arnold Klein even said, "Yeah, I did loan some sperm to Michael Jackson."
Loan.
and Jackson, I think, even verified that, like it was the most normal thing, like it was going next door for a cup of sugar or something.
I'm going to give it back.
But what did he use the sperm for?
No, exactly. Why would you ever borrow sperm from someone? He used it
to knock up Debbie Rowe.
Especially when you can make your own.
Well, you would think.
Why would a man need to borrow sperm?
I think Jackson was so repulsed at the idea of anything sexual involving Debbie Rowe that he couldn't possibly get hard, so he had to call Arnold Klein and beg him for something.
He couldn't even go, smell some undies and beat it and use his own sperm that way, unless he was firing.
Tell Macaulay stories.
Oh. Or watch all the footage he has.
Footage.
But seriously, why?
Air balloon riding.
He must have been firing blanks. Wouldn't you assume he tried using his own?
Yeah, he probably was firing blanks.
Although maybe he doesn't want a black child.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Hello, Arnold. Well, I mean, Paris is black.
I need to borrow some sperm. Ooh. I need to borrow a lot of sperm.
What are you going to do with it, Michael?
I'll give it back. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet.
Ooh. I'm going to relive my childhood.
We're going to have some children. They're going to be little white kids. They won't have vitiligo. And I'll raise them and love them with my beautiful wife, Debbie.
Ooh.
My beautiful wife, Debbie Rowe.
Have you seen her?
I've seen all the women in the world, and this is my choice, the beautiful Debbie Rowe, to be my wife.
What are you two pussies talking about?
We're talking about you, Debbie. I love you. Ooh.
Just shut up and start giving it to me.
There's something so magical about the way Debbie comes on to me.
You.
She's so sexy.
Ooh.
I'm so wet, Michael.
You.
And I'm so hard. Yeah. I'm so hard, Debbie. Ooh. I can't even woo properly.
Not just the tip this time, Michael. Put it all the way in.
That's all I have. I don't know what's wrong.
Woo!
I'm going to call Dr. Arnold Klein and get some sperm.
Borrow some sperm.
Get some sperm over here, stat.
From my boss?
For your what?
My boss! I work for Arnold Klein.
Oh, your boss.
B-O-S-S.
Right. That's where I was first exposed to you, to the beautiful Debbie Rowe. What's he, a dermatologist?
Yeah, of course.
When I went in to get my vitiligo worked on, and I saw you looking so beautiful at the receptionist desk. Ooh, so efficient, too.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what my appointment was. And you said, Michael Jackson, you're next. Ooh. Couldn't get over how efficient you were.
Is it time for my break?
You can take a break, David. Arnold's bringing some semen over.
Oh, ew.
So we can have beautiful white children. Without any vitiligo.
Bringing some semen over.
No vitiligo at all. Not with my perfect children.
How is he transporting the semen?
They won't have any shoulder problems. What did you say before that?
Ooh.
How is he transporting the semen?
I think he's bringing in one of those turkey basters. So maybe you'll feel something this time.
Ooh.
Make sure you put it in the right hole.
Debbie, that's gross.
Ooh.
Stop being such a pussy, Michael.
Actually, it's okay. I've changed diapers. I love changing diapers.
Nightcap a move.
I love children.
Didn't he keep diapers?
Yeah, he did, supposedly. There was a report, that he saved old, dirty diapers.
Oh.
I was a troubled man.
Hey, catch the Drew and Mike show on 106.7 WLLZ, 3 hours, Saturday and Sunday mornings, the way to kick off your weekend, 8 to 11. 106.7 WLLZ, Detroit's Wheels, the new generation of classic rock with music we won't be playing, but you can hear it when we're not on the air, like AC/DC, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Billy Squire, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen, and more. Trudy Middays, Doug Podell Afternoons, Bill McAllister in the mornings on 106.7 WLLZ, and we're on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Did you say Billy Squire?
I said Billy Squire.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah.
106.7 WLLZ Detroit.
Everybody wants true.
Yeah.
Woo.
Detroit's Wheels. The new generation of classic rock.
Sure, you're going to use that in your sweepers.
I definitely.
Everybody wants true.
Our friends at Zod Ford and Holly at DealsInTheD.com are excited to celebrate spring, offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. The 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. The 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. Lease a new 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Lease the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. And the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $98 a month. Sounds too good to be true? Drag your ass to Zod Ford and Holly and see for yourself. Plus, Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will be excited to see you. Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. The average mortgage, refi, etc., takes 44 days. Not at Hall Financial, 19 days. And they're quick getting back to you. They'd love to do your refi, your mortgage for your first home, dream home, shorten the length of your mortgage, take money out of your house. They do it all. They've helped people with credit problems, bumps in the road. They've helped many people through that. So contact Hall Financial at drewandmike.hallfg.com. You can call them at 248-308-5000 or go to the Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you. Over 500 five-star ratings with Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. Yeah, the story appears that the airport soap dispensers have, they say, quote-unquote, bodily fluids in them. And there was an initial quote that said, it's not spit.
No, it's jizz.
I never thought it was spit, by the way.
No one did.
I don't think anyone did. I think they were just trying to make sure you knew what was in there.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Which is pretty weird. How long did somebody have to work on that to fill up a soap dispenser?
Well, okay, that's the couple
or
questions.
Is the soap dispenser full or is it just mixed with it? I mean,
I think
it was
just
a terrible question.
I think it just had a little bit in because it sounded
then
like.
How would somebody know?
It sounded like it was more than one soap dispenser. Because they said soap dispensers. So I figured he was just.
Who's the one that figured it out?
That's question number one on my mind. How did you bust this guy?
Well, did they bust someone? I thought they just
figured
out that
it's in there.
Well, they
found out that there was jizz in there somehow.
They didn't get the guy yet, did they?
No, they have no idea. And they were acting like it might be a passenger. No, there's no way it's a passenger. It's got to be somebody that, you know, fills up the soap dispensers who, you know, early in the morning just has to get one off and has nowhere to put it but the actual soap.
I came in late to this. How do they know?
Trudy, we're asking the same questions. It seems so weird. I almost feel like the person that did it is the one who noticed it.
Oh, he who smelt it, dealt it?
Exactly.
Oh, wow, that's a great theory.
How else would... Who's in there going, hey, this isn't soap. This is 99% soap mixed with 1% semen. I mean, honestly, how much semen could be in the fucking
soap
dispenser?
They're one of those people that after they wash their hands, they want to smell how fresh their hands are. And the smell they went, oh, God, that's...
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, really.
Or maybe after they wash their hands, they wipe their mouth and went, oh, God.
Thanks for that, too.
Maybe their hands are sticky.
Thank you for that.
Like, God, I just washed my hands. Why are my hands sticky? Anymore? You want
Charlotte,
me to keep going?
I'm telling Charlotte to act up when you get home.
I have to. I'm sure she will. Trudy couldn't figure out why somebody would do this. And I said, well, it's obvious somebody would do this because they're getting off knowing that somebody's washing their hands with their juice.
They're getting off on guys getting it all over their
hands.
Wait
a sec. Was it in the men's room?
Well,
I don't know. Did they say?
No.
Had to be in the men's room if it was.
No, it doesn't say.
Unless it was the janitor?
Well, I think all along it was the janitor.
Oh, well, okay.
Right? I mean.
Did he just look brimming with.
The airport did do one thing really well.
What?
And they just said, oh my God, we're replacing every soap dispenser in this airport.
Yes, with more secure soap dispensers.
Yeah. We don't even want a chance that any other one has that in it.
You'll find another receptacle.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yep.
If he's that kind of person.
It's what we've been waiting for, and it's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. All the excitement is about this. You can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month, or a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you, so see details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. The Aldo Eye Center, a Drew and Mike sponsor for the last 15 months, has now decided to sponsor the entire Red Shovel Network. Oh, my God. Dr. Yaldo has been privileged to have given custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants to so many great Drew and Mike listeners. He wants to support Charlie LaDuff's No BS News, No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and Bob, and ML Elric's Soul of Detroit. How about dat? Dr. Yaldo is a leading LASIK surgeon with over 30,000 procedures performed. The CAT system is the most advanced in the world, and multifocal implants for people 50-plus is the Rolls-Royce service to eliminate reading glasses. How about that? And get 20/20 distance vision for life. Trudy, who loves how LASIK changed her life, is also sponsored by Dr. Yaldo on Wheels starting this week. Whether it's custom LASIK, the remarkable multifocal implants, or getting great designer frames from Dr. Yaldo's optical department, it's worked for you, our loyal listeners. So get a free evaluation, those of you who haven't. And to celebrate his belief in Red Shovel, get up to half off on custom LASIK till May the 15th. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Anyway, I finished the book. I had about 10 or 15 pages left. And when I went back, I reread the part where... where he's so bummed because he wakes up and it's the first day Ace's new CD is out. And anytime there's a Kiss or a solo Kiss release, of course, he runs right to the CD store, record store, whatever it is. You know, I'm surprised.
He gets in line even though there's no lines left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he picks it up and he puts it in. I think he's got what's he driving? An IROC, I think?
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of funny. He puts the CD in, and he's just rocking out wildly. He loves his CD. I listened to the song, too, by the way, that he wrote with Ace.
Yeah.
You know, he was so upset.
How awesome is it?
It didn't make the... It's awful.
What?
I thought it was awful.
What?
It's called Foxy and Free. You want to put it on, Jay? Yeah. Have you heard it, by the way, Jay?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Jay loves it.
I thought it was just awful. Anyway, he's so excited. He loves his track. And the riffs are in there that the exact riffs he suggested. It's just awesome. He's so pumped. They changed the words, though. He's a little upset about that. And then he's so pumped to pull it out and see his writing credit in there. And no, it says Ace Frehley. And he's weeping. Within minutes, he describes himself as weeping. I would not want my name on this. Foxy and Free.
Maybe this is why boy bands were on the rise after this.
Oh, man. Foxy and Free. Oh, God, what a stinker. I'd be so glad my name was taken off it.
I'm trying to see how well this album sold.
Oh, this Ace Frehley solo record?
Yeah.
Gene was out there saying how good it was. It
charted.
I'm not surprised.
It debuted number 27 on the Billboard 200, but that's got to be because of the Kiss Army.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he did
Oh Million?
Frehley's Comet, another solo album he did. He had Rock Soldiers on there, which was about sobriety and drugs and alcohol taking out all these rock soldiers. You know what I mean? You ever hear that one? It's just as bad.
He's got... Ace has some... He had some tracks that did okay back in the day. They weren't too horrible. It was never really my style. But that Foxy and Free is honestly just horrible. Oh. I gotta tell you, I can't even stand the production on these. It's just awful.
Oh!
Ugh. Jesus.
Yikes.
I don't know. Honestly, it's got to just be the Kiss Army. There's just a certain amount of, Sebastian just got and just have to have it.
On the Wikipedia page, he's not even listed on any of the credits. Not even on the Wikipedia page. You know, Sebastian could just go on there and update it himself.
He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to Ace. Of course, it's in his book, so.
I mean, should I add it to his to the Wikipedia page?
Probably make him very happy.
That's okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't need to do that.
He's a real piece of work. I was amused by his book, though. I have to say, he put out.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him.
Oh, it's an entertaining as hell book.
You know what's really...
Definitely written in his voice.
I have to tell you what really threw me at the end of the book was he walks up to a table where... I forgot who was sitting there, but somebody, you know, somebody kind of rock and roll-y who he knew, and somebody else sitting there with a baseball hat on. He couldn't really tell who it was, and he was walking up. He said that this person started sort of reciting a litany of... things that Sebastian had done, like things wrong, like, you know, ooh, got in trouble for this.
Is it Gene?
And when the person looked up, it was Sean Penn.
What?
Who allegedly is a giant Skid Row fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I was taken aback. Wait, I was like, Sean Penn, he can't be that big.
Wait, I'm confused. He was listing off everything Sebastian Bach did wrong?
Yeah, it was just kind of a joke. Just,
oh, okay.
Just kind of making fun of him as he walked up. Just kind of, just jiving him a little.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then when he sat down, Sean was trying to explain to him why it was so important that the original five Skid Row members get back together. And Sebastian was, first he was really not understanding. He thought it didn't matter who made the music. As long as Sebastian was making his art, it didn't matter.
I thought he would thought that was the joke.
You dick!
You know, Sean Penn could probably get that done. He could probably pay for that to happen at his own house.
Well, Sean said, I don't know, it sounds like the band doesn't want to play with him.
With him, yeah. Well, he did get fired from the band.
But Sean said, and this was the really heavy, one of the heaviest comments in the book, that maybe the art was in getting the five of them on the same stage together.
Jesus Christ.
Where'd you get this jacket?
Penn.
Oh, did he really say that? Did that really happen? Come on.
I could actually see Sean Penn saying that if he's a huge Skid Row fan. Couldn't you?
If he's a really big Skid Row fan, I guess. I mean, anything's possible.
Is, right?
Sean Penn, though? I mean,
that would have been around the time he was rocking and fucking, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
You know.
Sean's a little older than Sebastian, but not that much.
But I mean, he's a bad boy in the late 80s.
Well, I almost found it distressing. I shouldn't have given it that much thought.
That's fine. I find it oddly appropriate. I don't know why.
Well, anyway. It was, I give him a good B+ for the book, though. He put out.
It's a good book.
Dropped names. He told his story.
Yeah.
You know, he lost the big mansion in New Jersey. Although, actually, the way he described it, when Skid Row made it, you know, the first two albums, I guess, were huge. I don't know how many they sold, but they were multi-platinum, I guess. And every band member bought a mansion, like a mansion, which is really not the right thing to do. In fact, he even himself...
Wait, not only that, but you're going to be on tour, so do you really need a mansion?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's just dumb. Why does anyone need 10,000 square feet for a house like three people live in anyway?
Yeah.
It just seems so stupid to me.
Because you can.
Yeah. And people seem to do it, so I guess it's the right thing to them. But he describes how all five of them bought mansions, and he was, of course, everyone had to sell their mansion when grunge came along and Skid Row was wiped off the map. But he was able to hang on to his mansion because he was in Gilmore. What's the show he was on? Gilmore Girls?
Oh, Gilmore Girls, yeah.
Yeah. And he did, you know, he's on Broadway.
Woo!
For the show that Paul Stanley only stayed for half of, much to his
Jesus Christ Superstar, yeah.
Almost in tears.
They heard there was a shrine for him.
Halftime. Yeah, Paul didn't know about his, Paul didn't get to see his Kiss shrine backstage. And he was upset, too, that he bummed out a Kiss band member. That really bothered him, that he had performed in a way that had bummed out a member of Kiss.
What do you think their first album did, sales-wise? That's the one with 18 Alive. And
I'm just guessing, like...
I remember you.
5 million?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know that?
I didn't know. I just...
You and
know.
Penn. Big Skid Row fan.
I read the book. What about the second record?
Two times platinum.
Okay, so 2 million. So yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
I'd buy a mansion off it. It's going to last forever.
But his mansion got wiped out by the hurricane.
Oh, Sandy?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it was Sandy.
The East Coast. If it's Jersey.
Yeah, it was Jersey.
No, wow.
But he made it sound like... The weird thing is, when the hurricane wiped out his mansion... See, normally, I think when something like that happens... Well, you get insurance, and you get, you know, the value, and you get a new place, right? I mean, isn't that the way you think?
That's how it's supposed to work, right?
He made it sound like that was the end of his mansion, that there was no more mansion, and he would never have another mansion because of the hurricane.
What company was he with?
I don't know. That's
it
what
sounds
I,
like he's with a very dubious insurance.
I was wondering the same thing. I was like, did he not have home insurance?
He just paid some
guy. Did he pay cash for the house and figure out, well, I don't need insurance. I paid for the damn thing.
That could be true.
It could be. It truly could be. Because I don't know. Because then he was acting sort of like he was homeless, and he went to L.A., and he was kind of couch surfing for a while.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I don't know. Seriously, Sam, I would have thought about maybe, I don't know.
Getting on Gilmore Girls?
I was thinking maybe getting some good poison or... Large quantity of sleeping pills.
Maybe that's why he's so pissed off and ranting on stage.
He's too busy rocking and fucking, true. Man.
Could be. Yeah, let's hear. That's the best. The whole setup for this thing is hearing him on stage, pissed off, in a montage.
I hear they're so fucking asshole. And,
on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Noriega? What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Noriega. He is talking about Manuel.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Who the fuck did that, man? Who the fuck did that? Oh. There's nothing in here.
He's gonna jump into the crowd in a second. Feet first.
Was that you,
cocksucker? Yeah, it was me. Bring it. Do it. Do it. Go up there.
Now the band goes into a song. He's dancing around. What the hell? Now he's yelling at the guy in the middle of the song. Oh, there he goes. Into the crowd. Oh. Feet first. Oh! He paid for this, by the way.
Oh, he did?
How much? He kicked some people who had nothing to do with anything, and they sued him. It sounded like it was significantly expensive.
You give credit to the band, though, for still rocking.
Yeah, the band is carrying on, true. Well, you can't see anything except they're dragging him back to the stage.
The Sebastian
Bach. Yeah, I see him.
Sebastian Bach tug of war between the crowd and security. The crowd has one arm, security has the other.
Now everyone seems to be pushing him back to the stage. And we're all happy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's his go-to word. Oh, you can't do it during this song.
You can hear him better, though.
You can hear the heckler better. Yeah, get him out of there.
I'll get him the fuck out of here.
That's a great question, Joey. What is that? What did that guy do that made him so mad?
Every time. Watch. Sounds like the same thing. It's like instant replay.
Right. Yeah! Why aren't you leaving, Sebastian?
If anybody wants to have a contest on who's a bigger dick, I am the biggest dick.
Then turn around and leave, yeah! Oh my God. You just contradicted yourself.
So everybody be cool, all right? Okay? Can we have some fucking fun tonight, Lancaster? Hey, you want to fucking stop the show? That's my fucking mother right there, you jackal! If you fucking want to get out of here alive.
What?
Somebody's bothering his mother.
Where's your mom at the show?
She's in the front row.
Jump right the fuck in here. Fucking Google that shit. Are you okay? Any more idiots, man, and I'm fucking out of here. We're having a, you're gonna have a good fucking time, right?
Mom!
Warren, where's Zach?
What?
Where's my brother? Did he leave?
What?
Warren, stand here.
Radio
stand
for, here. Rather, stage announcement for one.
I've never seen that.
He's 70 fucking years old, all right?
Nice giving out your mom's age.
Take a breath and break.
He's trying to get laid. Kid's show.
That's my boy!
I think she's 56.
He's got this routine down.
You better get him out of here. There's no fucking show.
Ooh.
He does this so often. This should be when you go to like setlist.fm. It should be Sebastian threatens
Sebastian
to throw
rage.
People out of the crowd.
Axl Rose will not come out here, man. It's a fucking bullshit.
What? When they
apparently
open
Axl's there.
Yeah.
He probably isn't there. He just says that at every show. You guys are cool. Axel, come out a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
I guess you guys weren't cool enough tonight.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you guys are leaving? Where are you guys going?
Apparently.
A few more songs to play. Oh, no. God.
Put the lights on.
Jeez. He sounds like, oh, well, okay, now this is at least admirable, right? If he's saving somebody.
Well, if that's the case.
Anybody that wants it, come here, get in the fucking, turn around and get the fuck out of here.
Judging by the size of that crowd, I don't know if you should be not inviting people to show up to your show.
You really don't want people leaving when there's 250 people there.
No. Please
oh, yes! Handle yourself!
If you're a security guard at this moment, don't handle it.
Fucking Google that shit!
Oh! That's his go-to line? Google that shit?
Next thing you know, be serving beers at the bar, man! Does it all!
Oh.
Look at all the people taping this.
Stop kicking people out of your show, Sabo.
Teenagers, for fuck's sakes. Fucking
losers. Judging by the fans are all pointing at the exits, it's almost like this is a routine at every show, just like you were saying.
Yeah, we're not teenagers in here, and our next song, 18 in Life!
Oh, no, how does this guy watch the crowd so carefully at every fucking show? Why doesn't he just sing the songs and, like, you know, look at some cool chicks?
I know. Or his mom. then start playing.
Well, this is, years of shows are the only ones I see this happen at, dude.
Doesn't he sound like Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
Bye.
It's like 20 people at this show. Oh. He's got this down to an art, doesn't he?
He really does. That's pretty funny. That's great. Man.
Is that the last one? Yeah, the last one.
Now I want to go to one of his shows to see him perform his hit of kicking asshole out and then saying bye-bye and Google that. Fucker.
Now, the Motley Crue... The Best of Motley Crue pissed off is a little different. Are there any other pissed offs coming up, by the way, Jay? Like Best of Pissed Offs? There's got to be more than Bach and Motley Crue, right?
Shit.
Usually they come up, you know, if you put a couple of them up, they'll come
Axel.
Up.
Yeah, Axel.
Oh, Axel.
Dave Mustaine, Megadeth. He's always mouthing off, so.
Oh, yeah.
The infamous one at Woodstock.
Yeah.
I see you Chris. With that laser pointer, you little fuck.
You know who else gets really
I'm gonna
pissed?
I'm going to go see Dave. He uses third person. Quotes.
Yeah. Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah.
He's angry. Yeah. Somebody was throwing change up on stage. That was one of them.
Why? Why are you throwing change at Chris Robinson?
I wonder if they really were, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. That's possible.
And then he had a shit fit over something else, too. But he gets so heavy.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's, the whole place gets just, you can hear a pin drop. It's people are so bummed out.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. Have you ever been to a show where something like that happened? You have, Jay?
Yeah.
Which who?
Iron Maiden, primarily. Really? Bruce Dickinson. You throw anything on stage, he gets pissed, so.
Wow, it seems like it's all the metal, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've seen anybody get really bummed. I don't think I have,
I remember Black Crowes, too. I remember Chris doing that. We saw him out in California.
I've been to Black Crowes shows, but never happened when I saw him. But I've seen, you know, we've seen the ones on YouTube.
He got a little upset at the show we saw out there. Not full on rage, but you could tell he's getting a little irritated at one point in the show.
He's pretty easy to upset.
Really?
No doubt. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he married to Kate Hudson?
Yeah, he was.
Do you like her new ads for her athletic wear? Have you seen the commercials? They've been airing them during football.
No.
Yeah.
Are they hot?
I've never found her to be that. Like attractive, but she looks pretty good in athletic wear.
There's something really cute about her.
Yeah,
her face.
Yeah,
in
the
opinion.
Ads are kind of stupid, but she looks really good in them.
She's in very good shape. She's a shaped little thing. She dropped some implants in that body. She's got little mini implants.
Wait, she does?
Yeah, she did. Wow. She got some implants. She was really. She didn't have much
upgrade.
Going on. Well, I think she didn't want to go from having nothing to like being a double D.
Basketballs, why not?
I know. I don't understand it.
Go big or go home.
Well, should we go for Motley Crue Best of Pissed Off?
Sure.
One of these is really pretty. It's the last one, actually. I've heard. I was like, did I hear that right? I was
a
bit surprised. Yes.
It's new shit, too, right?
Yeah.
After all, we got to keep making new music if we're going to stick around. Coming back here and kicking your fucking ass for the next 10 years.
Wait, what?
That's all right. Hey, we coming back. You think that shit's funny, motherfucker? Suck my dick. Come here. Fuck you.
What a dumb bitch. What a dumb bitch.
That's Nikki, yeah. I think. Through here, Vince getting pissed too. And then Nikki has the last one, which is. That's the one that freaks me out.
Really? Vince,
oh,
yikes.
Somebody went, took a flying leap.
Nick.
Mick. Wow.
Yeah, Mick chucked his guitar down for some reason.
He just got tired of holding it. Now he's kicking it. Very weakly, of course. Uh-oh. Nah, crew fans don't sell each other out. Don't point them out.
That's Vince. And the band played on.
It's just Vince being Vince. Oh,
he's back to the song.
That's yeah, that's awesome. He's yelling at him and singing at the same time.
What, the guy went, yeah, I did it.
Whoa.
He tries to take a swing at somebody from the stage.
With like three cameras in his face too, filming it.
Again, what is this eagle eye from the... I mean, you're trying to play a song. I don't get how these guys see so much going on in the crowd. Oh, that's him yelling at a valet. That must be from TMZ.
Is this when... was it Nicolas Cage that... Yeah. Did he hit a woman?
Is this that's the same incident?
No, it's a different one. That's kind of funny.
You're a big fucking black man. You feel pretty good beating up a little girl. Fuck you. Fuck.
Oh, that's kind of shitty.
You know what, motherfuckers? Kick this fucking guy's ass. Kick this motherfucker's ass.
All right.
There's more of you than there is of him. Kick the fuck out of this fucking asshole. Kick his ass! How's that feel, you asshole, you fucking nigger?
What?
That's what threw me a little bit.
Well, I mean, it was good to stand up for the crowd at first, but God, did that have him actually attack him?
Don't call me a fucking racist, man, because then you are a fucking nigger.
Jesus.
I don't know when this was.
I don't remember this happening.
I don't either. It's really strange. I just wonder if it was a long time ago. So
I've heard Motley Crue fans don't narc on each other. It never.
He's right. He's yelling at security, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But you yikes. There you have it. A little Motley Crue throwing the N-word around.
And the crowd cheering it.
Yes.
Okay. And it kind of got a bummer note.
I know. I told you. It ended on a weird note. This
guy's probably making $15 an hour. He's berated by Nikki Sigg.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody wants that gig.